The second coming of Jesus Christ to this world to take his church home and to set things right in this world and bring judgment upon the world and create a new world and a new age is as much a part of the Christian faith as the virgin birth, the crucifixion, the resurrection, grace, faith, all those things we talk about, the second coming of Jesus Christ, and our hope to see him someday is as much a part of our Christian faith as any of those other things. And it will be a glorious day when he comes. Jesus said the whole earth will see him when he comes on the clouds with his angels, and he will gather up the elect from the four corners of the earth. Listen to what John says about it in Revelation 1, verse 7. Look, he comes with clouds, and every eye shall see him, and they which pierced him, and all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. Even so, amen. I am the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, says the Lord, which is, and which was, and which is to come, the Almighty. You see, God brought this world into existence. Time, space, dimension. He created a reality for us. And in this reality is the universe. And in this reality is the earth and all that's in it and all the people. He brought it into existence. And he is going to bring it to an end because he is the Alpha and the Omega. Those are the first and last letters of the Greek alphabet. It means I'm the beginning and the end, says the Lord, which is, which was, and which is to come, the Almighty. And someday, Jesus is coming, and every eye shall see him, and they also which pierced him, and all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. I want to be ready for that day, and rejoice in that day, and not be brought low, and not be among those who wail when they see him, but those who rejoice when they see the Lord. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I thank you for your promise, the promise that Jesus gave us, that he would return to earth and that he would establish justice, that he would bring judgment, that he would bring a new order, a new world, a new way, a new age, and that we would be unto him kings and priests, those of us who have faith in Jesus Christ and have his grace abiding in us. Thank you, O Lord, for that. I'm looking forward to that day. O Lord, I long to see you. In Jesus' name, amen.